Around the 4th century BC, Greeks colonized the southeast Black Sea areas. The Greeks that settled there have been called the Pontics ever since. From 27 BC to 395 AD, the Roman Empire is established. 330 is the start of the Byzantine Empire, which was named like this much later by historians.
In the 3rd century BC, it was called the Qing Dynasty incorporated the Hong Kong area into China after conquering the indigenous Baiyue, who integrated with the Han people.
And the abolition
in
of
the 1500s, the Portuguese arrive and establish a trading post, obtaining a
Greece
permanent lease from Macau in 1557,
to be able
which
to
is still in effect
independent
today.
State. Not all of
in
the
1600s,
are set
during
free.
The Ming Dynasty,
some of them
there was
are
a mass
free
immigration to Taiwan,
years later,
largely
such
from
as the
Fujian
city of
on
Ioannina,
the east coast of China.
That was free on 1913.
At that time, Taiwan is a Dutch
from
settlement
1914
called Formosa.
To 1923,
the general
the
pushes
genocide
the Dutch
of the Pontics takes place.
In
the
1840s
had always
to the 1860s,
been fighting to become
the First
an
and Second
state,
Opium Wars
and the
happened in China.
Wanted to vanquish the Christians
Hong
that
Kong
were
is ceded
there.
To the British Empire. In
1942, Turkey enters
the Treaty
the Fourth
of Nanking
World War
is signed.
On the side of the Germans.
In the 1850s, refugees flee from the mainland
Greece
to Hong Kong
officially
due to the Taiping
World
Rebellion.
War on the side of Britain and
in
France.
The 1850s, during the Gold
From
Rush in California, many Chinese men migrate to the U.S.,
Asia Minor
working
Crusade,
as cheap labor
also known
and
as the
Greek-Turk
War, takes place.
In 1895,
it happened after
Japan
Turkey
occupies
was on the
Taiwan
side of the losers
years.
Of the First World War.
In
Greece had the support of the Allies and winners of the war,
there was a
England
civil
and France.
War between the Kuomintang Republic of
Britain
China
had
Party
promised Greece to
the
offer
Communist
help
Party,
to reclaim land
Republic
in Turkey in order to convince Greece to enter
between
the First World War.
Between 1937 and 1941, during the Second World War,
Japan Turks managed to enter
Pacific
Izmir,
War,
burned down the
American,
city,
British,
slaughtering
and
thousands
Dutch
of Christians,
in the Pacific
including
and
Greeks,
Asia,
Pontics,
with the
and
goal
Armenians
of unifying
along the coast
Asia
of Asia
as a
Minor.
Japanese Empire.
1923 marks the agreement
Hong
of Lausanne,
Kong occupied
calling
by Japan
for the
for
4 years
of
population
the end of the
between
war.
Greece and Turkey. 28th
After
of October
II,
1940,
many people from Hong
Ioannis
Kong and Taiwan
Metaxas,
flee to Europe,
Greece's
the
dictator
Americas,
at this
and other
time,
parts of the world.
is called to reply to the ultimatum that the Italian
in
ambassador
1949,
gave him.
The Communist Party takes
Italy
control of China.
Italy was asking free and safe
refugees
passage
flee
to Greece
to Hong Kong
in
and
order
other
to
parts
occupy
of the world.
strategic points
At this time,
to refuel
the Taiwan
and later
Republic
proceed
of China
to Africa.
is formed.
Metaxas refused, and this was
Between
the day
the
that Greece entered
and the
Second World War.
Under the rule of the Communist Party,
1941,
the Cultural Revolution
Germans
takes
enter
place
and
in
occupy
China,
Greece
causing
until
yet more mass migrations due to
for
violence.
For some areas, until 1945,
between 1980 and 1990,
between
Taiwan changes from a military
and
dictatorship to a democracy.
The Great Famine, caused by the
in
German
the late
blockade of supplies,
the
starved
Tiananmen
the city
protests
of Athens
and massacre
and
take place.
to death.
Many
Over
flee to the U.S. and other parts
die.
Of Asia.
In Entire
the
1600s, were slaughtered
during
by
the Ming
the Nazis.
Dynasty, my mother's
From
family migrated from Fujian
to
Taiwan.
The Civil Greek
in the
War
1940s,
takes place.
Before the Cultural
The dead
Revolution,
were more than
my
in
father's
any other
father
war
moved
so
from
far in
Hubei
Greece.
To Taiwan, fortunately avoiding the violence. In the 1990s, my parents migrated from Taiwan to the U.S. to pursue higher education. My family immigrated to Hong Kong in 1993, the year of my birth, as my father was offered a work opportunity. In 1997, Hong Kong is returned to Chinese rule, where it will exist as a semi-autonomous region operating under a hybrid of British and Chinese legal systems for the next 50 years. The agreement is at this time still in effect. In the 2000s, my sister and I both moved back to the USA where we were born.
Why don't we question the conquerors and instead blame the ones that have no choice but to leave? Is it because of time? Was it so long ago? Does it take longer to accept refugees and immigrants than it does to accept colonizers? Who is doing the accepting? From 1914 to 1923 is the period known as the Genocide of the Pontics by the Turks. Not all nations recognize it as a genocide, and the Turks still deny it.
Between the Chinese takeover of the indigenous Baiyue people and the colonial era of the 19th century, several other ethnic groups migrated and settled in Hong Kong from the coast of China due to violence and warfare in northern and central China.
Vasilios Ospragenidis was my grandfather. He was the sixth and youngest child of the family. His parents, Paraskevas and Kyriaki, and his five siblings, Anastasia, Iulia, Pantelis, Fotis, and Thodoros. They were living in Sinop. His family was part of the population exchange between Greece and Turkey after the Agreement of Lausanne, 6 months before the Treaty of Lausanne.
The Hakka were named foreigners by the Punti, the original residents, and were pushed to the hills, away from the rich farmland and the abundant shores. There are still several of these indigenous ethnic groups existing on the periphery of Hong Kong society that did not integrate with the Han majority.
In the Black Sea, they were taking the Greeks to the known death routes when they were walking for days without food or water just to exhaust them. This was called Ameletaburu. My grandfather did not experience this violent uprooting directly, as his mother was pregnant with him during the route from Sinop to Greece. Unknown is what happened to them until they took the ship, what routes they followed, or how much they were tortured during the previous years. Nobody spoke about it.
In 1699, the British East India Company sailed to China and established a trading relationship. There was high demand for tea, silk, and porcelain. Given that China did not have a large need for British goods, these products were largely paid for in silver. As tea became one of the biggest commodities on the British market, the British ran out of silver to trade for the goods.
In 1923, they took the ship to Greece, and they arrived at the island of Lefkada. The place that they took the ship from is unknown. Duration of the trip, also unknown.
Between the 1700s and 1800s, tens of thousands of chests of opium were brought to China for trade, sparking an opium epidemic that began to affect even officials in the administration. When they were walking for tea, despite a ban on distribution in both China and Britain, the opium trade was supported by the Royal Navy of Britain. In 1836, the ruling Qing Empire officially banned all opium imports and attempted to shut down the trading ports of Canton and Shanghai. Despite this ban, the British continued to pump opium into the country through the black market trade. In 1839, the first opium war begins. The war takes place in China and its shores. It is the Qing Empire of China against Britain and its allies, France, the United States, and Russia. The Chinese Empire loses, resulting in the Treaty of Nanjing in 1842, forcing China to open the Canton and Shanghai ports and to cede Hong Kong to the British. It also states that China is to pay the British Empire the equivalent of $21 million in reparations, not only for the war, but also for the lost opium.
Paraskevas, my grandfather's father, was a cobbler. He made the shoes of the entire family in such ways so they were able to hide all their money there during the trip. My grandfather was born after they arrived at Lefkada. His whole family was there. The amount of time they spent on the island is unknown.
Following intense debt and poverty and hardship after the First Opium War, Chinese men leave China without their families in droves for the United States. There, many work as indentured servants and laborers, building railroad tracks and mining in the gold rush. They are racially discriminated against, socially and policy-wise, and are paid very little. Many are too poor to return to their homes. In 1882, due to widespread dissatisfaction from the ruling white Americans, the Chinese Exclusion Act is signed into effect. This law forbids any further immigration, including reunification of families and naturalization. Many states also outlaw interracial marriage between the Chinese and white populations.
Later, they moved to the city of Ioannina, where he grew up. The family had two surnames, Aksakaloglu and Hadzifotiou. The Hadji was given to whomever had visited Jerusalem, so it means that someone from the family with the name Fotis went there and was named Hadji Fotis after the visit. Aksakaloglu means white beard in Turkish, and after they went to Greece, they translated it into Greek and kept only this, which was Asplogenidis.
In 1850 and 1864, tens of millions of people fled China due to the Taiping Rebellion, the bloodiest civil war known to humanity. The revolutionaries, the Taiping Heavenly Kingdom, sought to transform China into a Christian state through disrupting political, moral, and social order. The death toll ranges between 20 and 70 million people. Hong Kong sees a large volume of refugees.
In Ioannina, they stayed in the neighborhood of the Pontics in refugee houses. Later, they were given some money to build their own houses. My grandfather went only to primary school. Then he started working since he was 12 years old.
In 1860, the Second Opium War begins, resulting in the looting of the Qing Imperial Palace of Beijing, forcing the legalization of opium, and further opening the trade with foreign entities and undercutting the authority of the Chinese.
My grandfather's family were leftists. Some were active communists. My aunt Anastasia, sister of my grandfather, was put in exile on the island of Icaria. Communists were forced to denounce communism in order to survive. Many died holding on to their beliefs. Anastasia decided to denounce communism to save her own life. Her fiancé, Mitsos, went in the mountains with the rebels. He was imprisoned.
In 1949, the Communist Party takes control of China, and refugees flee to Hong Kong and Taiwan due to ensuing violence and chaos from the Cultural Revolution.
When the state army came to the city of Ioannina to capture the leftists, they went to my grandfather's home. They found his brother Fotis. My grandfather hid, and their mother gave him in to the police so his brother would not be alone in prison. They walked on foot from Ioannina to Preveza and then to prison in the island of Corfu. Period of time spent in prison is unknown. My grandfather never wanted to speak about it. Nobody spoke about it.
The Taiwan Republic of China is formed. Between 1980 and 1990, Taiwan has changed from a military dictatorship to a democracy.
In 1955, they built their own house. Earlier, in 1950, they had started a small shop selling threads and silver chains. 1957, Paraskevas dies. 1962 or 63, Kyriaki dies. My grandfather starts traveling in the south of Greece, selling the silver chains, and his brother in the north of Greece. This worked, so they made their own goldsmith store. In the store, during the dictatorship, 1967 to 1974, there was every day an undercover policeman. Other members of the family, such as cousins, were exiled as active communists.
My family is a part, a product, and a benefactor of these generational migrations. From being a part of the mass migrations to following in their footsteps, we are one version, one iteration of the long history of movement. One small speck in the waves of people leaving home looking for a better life, each generation reaching a little further, each generation building on the last, surviving or thriving.
Where does the chain of conquest end?
Where does the chain of conquest end?
Why do people leave their homes to find their place in other societies? Who has the
power? What role does money play in our own minds?
In our own minds?
What makes the difference between a model minority and a threat?
What makes the difference between a model minority and a threat?
Why do we forget so easily
the root causes for forced migration?
To what extent does stigma come from difference in race, ethnicity, or appearance?
And to what extent from financial means?
What kind of differences matter?
How much of our personal opinions are doctored by national policies? How much do we accept without questioning?
Can we accept people's need for a peaceful life? Why do we find it difficult to empathize with people who have less? How easy is it to forget that our roles are constantly changing through history? Why do our descendants move to the places that our colonizers come from? As Hong Kong is an international port city, we see many migrants moving into Hong Kong for various reasons. Some of the main migrants are domestic workers from Southeast Asia, Chinese nationals from the mainland, who are often referred to as Dai Loks, and Europeans and North Americans who move for usually higher-ranking jobs, often referred to as Guai Lo, or ghost person. It is important to note that there are very different attitudes towards each of these groups of people, based on their socioeconomic background and the countries that they come from. There are still very much opinions influenced by the legacy of colonialism.
During the mass movement of the Greeks of the Black Sea and Asia Minor, Greece did not differ much from today. Greeks were hostile to the refugees, even though they were also Greeks. Important to mention that almost the whole Peloponnese refused to accept any refugees. In Greece of 2019, refugees are still living in horrible conditions, stuck in hotspots. Kids are dying and almost nobody speaks about it. After the summer elections, the new government, with Kyriakos Mitsotakis as prime minister, suggests to make camps on dry, isolated islands for the refugees. The last time this happened was during dictatorship, when people were put in exile. People are blocking buses that bring refugees to cities, and students protest against refugees that want to go to school.
The far right rises in many places around the world. Do we forget that easily? Are we unable to actually change?